I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mike, you look like you had something special with this team in early January. I know you said so yourself that night in Colorado where you guys came back. Can you pinpoint when and why this team just kind of unraveled?
No. January was so long ago. It's hard to even tie it to where we're at this point with everything that's gone on. So, I don't know how to answer your question.
Seth Rohrbaugh, Pittsburgh Tribune.
Mike, was there any point in the series where you felt your team established its game or the ideal way of playing, how you want to play at all?
I thought the first two games we played extremely well. I thought the first game might have been our best. And so we didn't get the power play going in game one, but every other aspect of our game was pretty good. And we needed our best tonight. We didn't get it.
Rob Rossi, The Athletic.
Mike, you touched on it in your first answer. Appreciate your time. The uniqueness of this situation where your team wasn't healthy this season until you get right until the playoffs, and it comes after a four-month break. How do you evaluate for going forward if what you guys wanted to do this year in terms of fixing some of the things from previous season were successful?
I haven't even really given it much thought at this point. We just lost the series. It's disappointing. It's emotional. We care. We all care. And so it's emotional. So I don't know if I'm not trying to dodge your question. I just don't know if I'm prepared at this point to answer it with a valid answer. I think I'm sure we'll all have to, go back and look at the experience and try to evaluate it and assess it and see where we go.
Dave Molinari, DK Pittsburgh Sports.
Thanks for speaking with us, Mike. The core of your team that you've accomplished so much with is now, as a group, moving toward their mid-30s. Are you afraid that the window for that group to chase cups is closing if it hasn't completely closed already?
I don't believe that. I think these guys are still elite players. I believe in these in this core. I just think they're such character guys. They're elite hockey players, and I still think there's elite play left in them. And so that's just what I believe. And I mean, obviously, at some point, everybody's window closes. So. You could argue that with any team in the league, but I strongly believe that this group has a lot of elite hockey.
Hi, Mike. Before that series, we've been talking a lot about Carey Price. You were facing a team who finished 12 in the East, but that team was counting on Price. In a certain way, was it sort of a trap for you knowing that you're going to be facing one of the best goalie in the NHL?
I don't think it's a trap. I said before the series started that we had a lot of respect for Montreal and how good they are. And, And I meant that sincerely. You know, these guys are all good players. They're NHL players. They've got a lot of young talent on the team that's starting to take a next step. They've got great leadership with some of their defensemen, and they have an elite goaltender. And so we knew this was going to be a hard series. I don't think any of us had any thought otherwise. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought series. We knew we were going to have to play well in order to win.
Last two for Coach. We'll go to Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you making some time for us, and thanks for making time all season. Sid was talking a minute ago about how it was a rough year and a half for him with a long off season, and then an injury, and then the pause. I guess I'm just curious, what did you sense from him throughout this season, and how did you feel he responded to some of the unique adversity that you guys faced?
Well, I can't say enough about him. You know, he's just such a tremendous athlete. You know, I have the privilege to watch him every day up close and personal and see him go through the challenges that this league presents. He's such a motivated player. I've never been around a player as motivated, as driven as he is. And, you know, he's enjoyed a lot of successes. He's an accomplished player, but he's so driven for more. And, you know, it's not easy to see him go through some of the challenges like he had to go through this year with the injuries and trying to come back from it and fight through it. But he's just a driven guy. I don't know that I can find the words to articulate how I really feel about him. I just have that much respect for him.
We'll take our last one from the media center.
Hi, Mike. Dan Kangurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You're 1-7 in the playoff situations over the last 2 years. The team is so successful in your first couple or even 3 years in the playoffs. Can you pinpoint any one thing that has changed with the team or inside the team?
No. I think all it does is it's an indication of how hard it is to win. You know, you're talking about three completely different seasons. Three completely different teams. I'm not sure that adds up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.